Hi, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. You know, a few weeks ago, maybe a month back, we touched on antler rattling to attract bucks. It's a practice that's, I guess it was really made popular in Texas, but gosh, I'm quite sure that the Native Americans probably used antlers to attract bucks way before we modern day deer hunters thought that we came up with the idea. But antler rattling most definitely brings in bucks. And if you're hunting open country, Kansas, Nebraska, West Texas, for instance, a lot of open country, if you have some antlers that will make a sound and project a sound a long way, you can literally pull a whitetail buck that's hot in a rut. You can bring him in from a great distance. These rattling forks that I use were made and invented by Stephen Ray. And they really don't look like the conventional, typical deer antler. They're real heavy material. They're forks. And they're thick, synthetic material that is, I know a lot of work went in, a lot of testing to get the right sound from these forks. But they'll literally produce sound that will penetrate through brush and timber. I hunt in East Texas a lot. And any of you that's ever been out in the eastern part of the state, you know, Texas, you know it's thick, a lot of forest land, a lot of vegetation. So when I'm rattling out close to my house where I do a lot of my deer hunting, I'll start out with these rattling forks with a light, just more or less tickle them together. And my theory there is if there's any bucks within 50, 75 yards or maybe 100 yards, they'll hear that faint, they'll think it's two bucks sparring, just clicking their antlers together. But I'll do that for maybe, 5 minutes, you know, and then stop. And then if I don't have a buck ease in on me with that sequence, I'll get a little bit more aggressive. Now, I know that, the rattling forks work really well out in open country, but I've had good effects with them in the brush too, in the timber even, with the loud rattling. In other words, if you really start whacking them and produce a sound that carries a long way, it'll penetrate through all that timber and vegetation to bucks that may be several hundred yards away. I think one thing that you really need to do when you're rattling is it's really nice if you've got someone with you where you can rattle and have a shooter there. But that's not always the case when we're deer hunting. But rattle a while and then have that rifle where you can get to it. If you've got it on shooting sticks or, bipod of some sort, have it ready where you can get down and get on that rifle when the time comes to shoot. I know a lot of times I've been rattling and actually have deer sneak right in, be standing over 15 yards from me when I didn't even know they were there, and thus I wasn't prepared to shoot them, you know. So always be ready when you're rattling to make the shot. That's real, real important. Now, as far as rattling any particular way, in other words, any particular sound that you're supposed to make, I don't think that's really important. The main thing is to make, when you hit those antlers together, especially the rattling forks, you're going to make a sound that mimics two bucks whacking their horns together. So do you hit them real loud the first time, then easy? I've seen people rattle every way conceivable, and actually I've done it all kind of different variations. I don't think it makes a big difference as long as sometimes the aggressive rattling is what you want to do, and by that I mean really whacking those horns together, jerking them apart, which will make you can tell the bucks, sounds like the bucks have separated. There's a lot of ways you can rattle, but as long as you're rattling, I don't think you're going wrong right now. Folks, we are just about out of time. Make sure and tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun talking outdoors. Today's High Plains Outdoors was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Air Force Air Guns, Purina Mills, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Darton Archery, Hogman Outdoors, Pyramid Air, and Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT Night Hunting Scope.